Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ACRO podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about this year's Race to the Summit, our wellness competition. My name is Alexis Schutz. I'm a PGY4 at the University of Oklahoma. I am the vice chairman of the ACRO Resident Committee, and I am here with Annie Levine, Brian Lally, and Emma Fields. Annie, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. Great to be here. My name is Annie Levine. I'm one of the chief residents at Johns Hopkins.
Brian.
Hi, my name is Brian Lally. I'm a radiation oncologist with Penn Medicine, as well as one of the members of the Board of Chancellors for ACRO.
And Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma Fields. I'm the program director at Virginia Commonwealth University, and I'm on the planning committee for ACRO.
So we are so excited for this year's race. Annie, can you tell us a little bit more? What's going on? There's a buzz on Twitter.
We are so excited about this year's race coming off of a great Tour to ACRO experience last year. And thinking about how to make this race bigger and better, we thought, what can we do to get more people involved, get the team energy going? And so we broadened the scope to include all forms of exercise. We changed from miles to minutes, and we added a little fun competition flair to it. Team attending versus team resident. What could be better than that? For some fun rad-on competitive energy. Going to be taking place again over 2 months' time leading up to this year's conference. And so we're really thrilled by the engagement thus far, the number of people who've registered, and I think it's going to be a really great way to kick off the new year.
Absolutely. Brian, what do you think? Team resident or team attending? Who's going to win?
I don't know, man. I'm just hoping I can keep up with some of these people. I mean, I look at like Emma or Annie. I mean, it's like 15 hours a day of exercise they do. It's just a little too much for me.
Definitely have some very active people. So who all can sign up for this? Emma?
Anyone. I think anyone who is going to register for ACRO should also go ahead and register for Race to the Summit. It's tracking everything you do on a regular daily basis. It's just friendly competition, but obviously team attending is going to win. So if you're a resident, please sign up and help them.
The residents are down right now too. Actually, more attendings have signed up. So we need all the help. Anyone
there you go.
Like Emma said, we would love for you to join us at the meeting. If you do come to the ACRO meeting in March in Orlando, you get a free swag. Brian has his on right now. You can't see it, but an awesome ACRO racing jersey. And if you're not able to attend the meeting, you can also join the racing team. It's open for all radiation oncologists, physicians, and residents. We would love to have all of you. And we also have a SEAL team for our RADONC leaders.
And we also got a team for industry.
Yes, all of our sponsors. So Annie, how do you earn points? How do you, compete with your team?
Great question, Alexis. So one of my favorite things about the way that we designed the race this year is that you've got kind of this team competition, right, between attendings and residents, industry and SEALs, but also the individual competition within each team. And so really, it just all comes down to the minutes. Again, all forms of exercise, whether it's walking, running, swimming, skiing counts, biking, cycling, everything can be included. We're using the Strava app as a central platform for entering those. And one of the best parts about that app is that it allows you to see what your team's up to. You can dole out what's called kudos or thumbs up. You can comment on each other's activities for both support and friendly competition. So if you're somebody who hasn't experienced what it's like to really be a part of a team in which you're just all in it together day to day, this is a great opportunity to experience what that's like.
Yeah, we're already kind of, everyone's exercising on Strava already. We're kind of using these next 2 weeks as a trial period. And you do not have to pay for the Strava app, just use the free version. But it's super cool to see who's exercising, who's doing what. So we all were part of the team last year. Last year, it was just the Peloton team. And it was an awesome community. We were all on Twitter. We got to know each other before the meeting, which was really fun. Brian, what was the best part for you last year being a part of this team?
I just was like, enjoyed the collegiality and the friendliness we built as a team. And it was really fun getting to meet everyone in person, you know, when we were at the meeting together. But the collegiality, the funness of this, the friendships is probably the biggest value you gain out of it, or I gained out of it. And I think this year, by using that Strava app, I'm kind of excited about it because I've been talking with Annie and Emma about it, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it to kind of push me a little bit further and harder, because it does seem to have some interesting metrics that will be helpful in things that I want to do that kind of, you know, I look at it like this. I got one body. I got to make it last till I'm 80 or 90, hopefully, not too much wear and tear, given the things that I've done when I was younger. So I'm kind of excited how this thing can make me meet some of those goals.
Yeah. What about you, Emma? What was the best part for you last year being a part of the team?
Oh, last year it was so motivating. I mean, it was nice, right? Because I like to ride my bike, my Peloton. And it was great knowing that there were other people on there. We had a hashtag we rode with and handing out the high fives. I think this year it's even better though, because there's no equipment needed and you can really do anything you want. I've been out of running and biking for a few weeks and it's nice to see the walking minutes and yoga minutes and all kinds of things are counting. So I think it'll just be even better this year.
Absolutely. We saw yesterday on Strava, you can kind of keep up with everyone, that Brian Lally was doing some bar workouts, working on his booty.
Dang. Look forward to seeing that in March.
Annie, so can you tell us about the study that's associated with this?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to add quickly to your prior question, Alexis, you know, what was the best part of the race? I think from a resident perspective, you know, part of the residency experience, we're trying to find our voice, we're trying to find our place. And the fact that the competition, you know, in my mind really kind of did away with any sort of titles or where you were in training. It was this amazing unifying element where everyone could come together and just really engage in something that required, you know, no board certification, you know, and things of that sort, but yet we all have this common ground of being, you know, radiation oncologists. And so that was a really wonderful opportunity, I think, from, you know, the residents, and again, to meet other folks in the field and feel that sense of belonging, which I think sometimes can be hard to find as residents. So I'm really thrilled that I think this year is going to even, you know, cultivate that even further for the residents who are involved.
I think that too. I remember this, Dr. Fields being like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to Emma on Twitter, you know? And then when we saw you at the meeting, it was like, I wasn't afraid to come up to you and chat with you. So it's such a neat way to connect before and to know that, you know, we're all colleagues, we're all in this together, even though we will be on, you know, team resident and team attending, we're also going to have a whole group of just the Acro racing team. So we're going to be cheering each other on, talking some, you know, smack to each other, but in all, it's just for wellness, to push each other to be better.
I'm just very happy that Emma's on my team, you know. kind of reminds me that XY is the inferior genotype, if you know what I mean.
And I'm lucky I have Annie on my team. These are two awesome
team
women.
Resident is going to show up. Don't worry about it.
I hope so. Bring it.
Alexis, thanks for asking about the study though. It's been really fantastic to partner with Alexis in developing this. And we're excited about being able to really try and collect some objective data on the question of whether team-based exercise has an impact on well-being for physicians, specifically in our RadOnc community. You know, this is a really unique opportunity for us to gain some insight into that. You know, I think we all generally have commentary, but having the objective data, I think, is really powerful. And so we, for anyone who is involved in the race, you'll have an opportunity to enroll in the study, which has IRB approval. It's going to be a minimal time commitment, pre and post survey design. And again, just really trying to get after the impact of this race on various, you know, metrics of well-being. And we're excited to have people sign up and even more excited to see how the results pan out.
I did the survey yesterday. It was very easy. It took only a few minutes.
Perfect. That was the goal. Just short and sweet. And we'll see what happens. I know I've already kind of been motivated by this, you know, when everyone's looking at my exercise minutes and I'm not on the leaderboard yet for this week, I better get going today.
Yeah, I feel like it's brought out a lot of my, like, you know, high school, college sports, like, oh man, what were the messages I used to send out to, you know, teammates before games and pump everyone up. And so it's just a really nice thing to have, you know, outside of clinic. So I think it's going to be really fantastic. And again, we'll just encourage everyone to sign up.
Brian, anything you want to add before we leave? This is just a short, you know, quick podcast on the summit, Race to the Summit. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to message any of us. Twitter's been buzzing, but Brian, anything else?
I think it's just going to be a really fun time for everybody, you know, and mental health is such a key thing, not only as a resident, but also as you get older. I mean, we all struggle with it from time to time. And this is something that's just going to be building a lot of enthusiasm, building people realizing how much fun life really is when we're working together as a team. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on the leaderboard and what everyone's doing. And it's not just going to be the competition afterwards, not just the competition, but I still remember last year following Annie and Emma on the Boston Marathon, although that may be a little bit stalking too, but it was fun, like seeing how they can actually run marathons after some of this stuff. When I used to train like every Saturday morning with Annie on the Peloton. It's just fun, you know?
So fun.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone will come join us. Sorry.
Oh, no problem, Emma. I was just going to say, you know, it's not about the number of minutes, the level of expertise. Like, we're all doing this together, and the best part is just supporting each other in that. So please don't feel like you have to have any sort of metric bar of qualification to join. This is about, you know, building a longitudinal community, not just for this one race. This is your entry point, but once you join, we're not going to let go of you anytime soon.
Yeah, come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So to join, you go to www.acro.org/race-to-the-summit. It'll give you a pretty good description of kind of everything we've talked about. You'll register on that page, and then it will give you a new pop-up for how to join the Strava team. So there's kind of two steps to joining the team. You need to register on that page, and then also make sure you download Strava or use Strava on your web. And that's how you're going to track your minutes. So we're super excited. We can't wait for everyone to join us. And we will see you in Orlando in March.
And see you on the leaderboard in the meantime.
Stay safe, everyone.